Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA expands the use of Sealed to young children to delay the onset of stage 3 type 1 diabetes. Dupixent receives an expanded pediatric indication in chronic spontaneous urticaria, and AbbVie announces a $195 million investment to build a new manufacturing campus in North Carolina. The FDA has expanded approval of Sealed, extending its use to children as young as 1 with stage 2 type 1 diabetes in order to delay progression to stage 3 disease. The decision broadens the reach of the first disease-modifying therapy in this setting into a younger, higher-risk population, where disease progression can be both rapid and difficult to manage. Supported by longer-term clinical data, the move reflects growing regulatory willingness to intervene earlier in autoimmune disease progression, rather than waiting for full clinical onset. In a separate regulatory decision, the FDA has also expanded Dupixent's label to include use in young children with uncontrolled chronic spontaneous urticaria, further widening its footprint across inflammatory and allergic conditions. The update adds to an already extensive set of indications for the therapy and reflects continued confidence in its underlying mechanism across multiple disease pathways. Finally, AbbVie has announced a $195 million investment to establish a new manufacturing campus in North Carolina, adding to its ongoing efforts to expand U.S.-based production capacity. The facility is expected to support long-term pipeline growth and strengthen supply chain resilience across key therapeutic areas. The investment comes amid continued industry focus on reshoring and geographic diversification of manufacturing, driven by lessons from recent global supply disruptions and rising geopolitical uncertainty. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmaexec.com.